Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Warning! The roof's on fire! You're about to experience the most high-octane, pedal-to-the-metal controversial show of your life. Please buckle up and hold on tightly. This station is not responsible for injuries. This is Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered, with America's favorite conservative rock star, direct from the entertainment capital of the world, Las Vegas. What time is it? It's time for war! Here's your host, 100% raw truth, 100% American made, the warrior, Wayne Allen Root.
All right, Wayne Allen Root, welcome to the show. It is Monday, the 14th of March. I almost said October. That's a busy month. I don't know. I'm busy. My life's crazy. I was trying to think what month it was. And I was going September, October, November, December. Where are we? October. 14th of March, 2022. Welcome back to the show. By the way, my last two shows for just 6 days. I'll be off the air on Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, and then Monday and Tuesday because I'm leaving for my honeymoon, going to Mar-a-Lago, going to spend some time at the Donald Trump estate with former President Trump and have a lot of fun at Palm Beach and relax and enjoy myself and do a bunch of business meetings and a bunch of political events. The Lincoln Day dinner is at Mar-a-Lago this coming Friday, and I will be introduced to the crowd at that dinner. And it'll be just a great week of fun and a honeymoon, long overdue honeymoon for me. So we leave on Wednesday, and we'll be back the following Tuesday, and I'll be on the air again next Wednesday. So I'm on today, I'm on tomorrow. Then I believe it's a best of Wayne either Wednesday or Friday, and then Lee Elsie will be live in the saddle the other 4 days. 1 day is the best of Wayne. 4 days are Lee Elsie in case something big breaks and there's big breaking news. You want a live host, and we've got Lee Elsie with us, who's a fantastic host and has been my guest host for 5 years now out of New London, Connecticut, and a good guy and a good conservative, and my choice is guest host. So Lee will be holding down the fort while I'm gone in Palm Beach. I'm sure I'll call in once or twice and give you some updates and have some fun with you. But in the meantime, some big news stories going on in America today. First of all, Rand Paul has introduced a bill to basically fire Fauci. He says no one person should have the unilateral authority to make decisions for millions of Americans. Rand Paul introduced an amendment to fire Fauci as the NIAID director, the National Institute of Allergy and Infectious Disease director. Which is good. He wants to strip Fauci, an unelected bureaucrat, of his position. We've learned a lot over the last 2 years, but one lesson in particular is no one person should be deemed dictator-in-chief, Rand Paul said. No one person should have unilateral authority to make decisions for millions of Americans. I love it. I've always said my favorite senator is Rand Paul. He is fantastic. Now, I disagree with him on a few issues. He's very libertarian. And I was a libertarian vice presidential nominee, and I'm pretty libertarian too, but I'm not as libertarian as he is. On a few issues, he's a little different than me, a little different cat, but that's okay. Overall, he is probably the best United States senator, and has been overall maybe the most supportive United States senator of Donald Trump when he was president for 4 years. So Rand Paul's a good guy you can count on when you need him. And I count him as a friend and a good guy. Good job, Rand Paul. We got to get rid of Fauci. And by the way, let me say what went wrong with their philosophy, because earlier today I was a guest on the Kevin Walsh Show here on 670 AM in Las Vegas. This obviously is my national show broadcast out to the country, but it also is on 670 AM here in Vegas, and holding down the fort from 12 to 3 every day is Kevin Wall. And live and local in Las Vegas, and Kevin interviewed me today, and I said, look, I got this right from the first day. For the first day, I compared COVID to driving on the highway. You people who are regular listeners have heard me say this a dozen times at least, that every time you drive, you take a risk. Every time you drive, you might die and never come home. And I've never given it a thought. Have you given it a thought? When you leave the house every day to get in your car, do you think I'm never coming home? There's a chance I may never come home. But it's true, but you don't think about it. Why would I think of COVID any other way? There's a chance I could get COVID and die. I take that same chance, that same risk, with cars and driving as I would with COVID. I never closed my business. I never stopped going out to dinner. I never stopped having business meetings. I never stopped having big rallies. I never wore masks. I was on top of everybody. I shook hands and hugged every person at three events that had 5,000, about 7,000, and about 10,000 people attending for Wayne Allyn Root. And I hugged and shook hands with almost every single person I could find. And I never wore a mask, or rarely ever in 2 years did I wear a mask. If someone demanded I put one on to walk in a store like Costco, I would put one on, and then I would take it off when I'm walking down the aisle, dare somebody to stop me, and nobody ever did. Same thing in the airports. Do you realize I walk through airports all the time, and I never wear a mask, and not one person's ever come up to me to tell me to put it on. But I put it on when I'm walking through Homeland Security, when I'm walking through security to get my bags through and to get into the airport. Of course I wear a mask, because they won't let me in. When I check in with the gal at the front, of course I wear a mask. The minute I get into the airport, I take my mask off, and nobody ever says one word to me. So I did from day one exactly what was necessary, which was I wash my hands a lot. I take a lot of vitamin C. I take a lot of vitamin D. I take a lot of zinc. I had a stockpile of ivermectin ready in case of an emergency. And I work out every day, and I eat healthy, and I take care of myself. And I got COVID once, and it was easy, and I was through it in 2 days. And it was never, ever a serious threat in any way. It was a cold. So I don't know what anybody's talking about. And it's no different than getting in your car every day. And eventually, someday, someone you know might get killed in a car accident. God forbid. I hope not. I pray not. I never want that to happen to anybody I know. I never want it to happen to me. I never want it to happen to someone I know, someone I love. But you all take the risk every time you get in a car. If we set the speed limit at 5 miles an hour on the highway, nobody would ever die. I could state that with certainty. There would never, ever, ever be an accident that would kill anyone if everybody was driving 5 miles per hour. But nobody would ever get where they have to go. That's what vaccine mandates, mask mandates, vaccine passports, lockdowns, shutdowns of businesses, shutdowns of schools. They were basically asking everyone to drive 5 miles per hour so nobody ever dies. But your life is miserable. Your quality of life sucks. You never get anywhere you have to go. And there is no quality. There's nothing. You never get your kid's birthday party. You never get home for dinner night. You never get to work on time. You never get to the Little League game on time. You never get to the gym on time. You never get to a business meeting on time. Sorry, but I'm willing to drive 85 miles an hour, 75 miles an hour, whatever it is in the left lane in Las Vegas, generally 80, 85 in the left lane, and I'm always in the left lane. Every other car is moving as fast as me, so don't condemn me. I'm going the same miles per hour as every car in the entire left lane, which is 80 to 85 at all times. And that's how I drive, and that's how I get places. That's how I squeeze a lot in my day, and that's how I get home to see the wife I love and the kids I love and the dogs I love. And I'm willing to take that risk every single day in order to live a good life, and I've done it for 6 years, and I'm alive and well. And I took all those risks during COVID, and I'm alive and well. Screw you. Screw Fauci. Screw Biden. It's all bull spit. None of it's needed. Everybody has to take risk in life. You can't have a safety net under you your entire life. I was right about everything. Never needed a lockdown, never needed masks, never needed vaccines, waste of time, waste of your life, caused depression, caused suicide, caused alcoholism, caused drug abuse, caused business failures, caused kids to destroy their time in school. They learn nothing, they're way behind, and little kids have speech impediment problems. Because they can't speak behind a mask, and they've got problems seeing people because all they see is a little part of your face. They don't even know what a person looks like anymore. It's caused all kinds of problems, including speech problems. So this has been the biggest mistake in world history, and as I pointed out to Kevin Wall earlier today, in 1958-59 and 1968-69, 2 decades in a row, we had a pandemic of flu from Asia. And the Eisenhower administration decided not to mask anyone and not to close any businesses and not to lock down anyone. And the same thing in 1968-69. Who would have been president in 68, 69? It would have been Nixon. Well, Nixon was elected in 68, which means he didn't start till 69. So it was Johnson in 68, Nixon in 69. As much as I hate Johnson, he didn't mask us. He didn't lock us down. He didn't close anyone's business. And today, I hate Nixon. I liked him at the time. But now I come to think of him as a rhino, a lousy Republican, a liberal Republican who did more damage than good. And Nixon was another one who didn't lock anyone down and didn't panic anybody and didn't mask anybody and let Woodstock go on with, what, like 500,000 kids having sex in the mud, dropping LSD in the middle of a pandemic from Hong Kong. And everybody lived and everybody was okay. That's the way you treat COVID. We were right. Not just Wayne Root. I won't say I told you so. All the people who said this, Wayne Root, Tucker Carlson, Ben Armstrong, who else is a good one? I don't know. There's quite a few good ones out there. We were right. This was never the end of the world. And the way to treat this without any question from the very beginning was to basically ignore it like we did in 58, 59, and 68, 69. So Rand Paul wants to get rid of Fauci. I want to get rid of Fauci. The only mistake Rand Paul made is he should have renamed it the Charge Fauci with Mass Murder Act. That's what he should have named it. And if you think mass murder is too strong a word, how about manslaughter? But it's certainly a lot of people died because of Fauci. And the one thing I didn't even mention is with ivermectin and hydroxychloroquine and intravenous vitamin C, nobody ever needed a mask, no one ever needed to worry about this thing, and no one ever needed to die, no one ever needed to be hospitalized. Early treatment with therapeutics like hydroxychloroquine and ivermectin, plus zinc, plus Z-Pak, plus C, and plus D3 are proven in study after study to make COVID go away, and somebody canceled all of it. Somebody was Fauci and Walensky and all the people at the CDC and all the Democrat politicians, and they should all go to prison. They're the reason someone you love died. Not wearing a mask, not getting vaccinated. It's Fauci. By killing and destroying and slandering and denigrating and banning the only drugs known to work off-label, by stopping doctors from prescribing them off-label, which doctors do every day for 1,000 different diseases, he killed close to 1 million people. I'm way down the route. We'll be right back.
You know, I've told you how much my feet hurt from time to time, and I've also told you how much I enjoy getting to work, because right here under my desk I have a pair of my slippers, Mike Lindell's new invention with patented fill, the My Pillow fill that, you know, he works in the pillow so well, comfort memory foam, patented impact gel, and it has an indoor-outdoor sole for all-day use. Right now, they are on sale. If you go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener square. You will see My Pillow slippers at 50% off, but only for a limited time. Plus, you'll get Mike's soft cover book, What Are the Odds? From Crack Addict to CEO. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener square, use my promo code USA, or call 1-800-951-8175. Use my promo code USA. Savings on overstock items, too, at MyPillow.com.
Hi, folks. This is Wayne Allen Root. I know you've heard me talk about the Liberty Projects and their wonderful website, VetsAndHorses.com. They are headquartered at Shiloh Ranch here in Southern Nevada. Shiloh Ranch was the late actor Tony Curtis's horse rescue ranch. The Liberty Projects purchased the property and has repurposed it for multiple military vet programs, including rescuing and training wild Mustangs. The program is so successful, they're turning away veterans who need help, and we can't let that continue. J.P. Hoffman and his family and friends have been keeping the program alive from their very own pockets. I just learned that they need to raise $250,000 immediately to continue full operations. I told J.P. he could always count on Team Root. We can't let any veteran be turned away, ever. 100% of all donations are used for the program and only the program to help vets and horses. Government does very little for vets. It's up to us. Help fund this great organization at VetsAndHorses.com. That's VetsAndHorses.com.
Water. It's essential to life, but it's also something that so many of us here in America take for granted. Imagine how different your life would be without access to clean water in your home. What if you had to walk to the nearest creek, stream, lake, or pond to get water? Suddenly, going to work and school wouldn't be an option because you and your children would have to spend your days collecting water. This is the day-to-day reality of most families living in the world's poorest countries. But what if I told you that you can change that reality for just pennies a day? Through our water project, Food for the Poor is working to meet the need for water in 17 impoverished countries. But it won't happen without you. Incredibly, it only takes $15 to provide a child access to clean water for life. $15. Decades and decades of access to water for a child. Give the life-changing gift of water now. Just text USA Radio to 91999. Text USA Radio, all one word, to 91999.
Raw and unfiltered.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com. And an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Satisfaction with Wayne Alaroot here at USA Radio Network. The Root's on fire. Coming to you from the house that Root built in Las Vegas, Nevada. Sin City, one of the great cities in the world. Best restaurants, perfect weather, other than June, July, and August, of course. Too damn hot in the summer, but 9 months a year, perfect weather. Sun is always out, like 330 days a year. And the best restaurants and no taxes. And legal sports betting, and boy, what else can you ask for in life? Las Vegas. And this show is broadcast all over these United States by USA Radio Network. The sponsor of this segment of the show is Hero 2020. For weeks, I've been telling you about a non-lethal weapon, Hero 2020. The website's hero2020.com. Hero has engineered a much more powerful solution than pepper spray in a can. It only takes a few minutes to learn how to use Hero 2020. It has a laser sight to ensure that you will never miss. It does not require a concealed carry permit. It's perfect for anyone who wants to protect themselves and doesn't feel comfortable carrying a traditional handgun. The Hero 2020 will stop an attack. No one dies. No one gets seriously injured. You avoid a lawsuit. You avoid going to jail because you, in self-defense, killed a bad guy. Can you imagine? Do what I did and protect yourself and your loved ones. Get Hero 2020 today at hero2020.com. Use the coupon code WAR for a special discount. That's hero2020.com, hero2020.com. State restrictions may apply. And may I mention, by the way, that we're undergoing the worst, this one thing is the worst in the history of America, which is criminals walking into stores and robbing up to $1,000 or up to $1,200 worth of goods, depending on what the law is. And anything under that amount is just a desk ticket or nothing. In other words, no police ever come. So they let people just walk out of the store carrying $1,000, and it's each of five people each carrying $1,000. So they steal $5,000 from a store, and nobody does anything about it. Now you take your hero out, and you go, make my day, and you slam them with your Hero 2020. Boom! Right in the chest, and they go, I can't see, I can't breathe. Ah! Wayne Root is laughing. It'd be fun. I'd laugh, and I'd clap. Hey, loser, I'd get out my handcuffs, and I'd say, citizens arrest you, loser. Throw them on the ground, kick them out the door, and wait for the police to come and arrest them. And you keep your $5,000 worth of merchandise. That's the way to handle it. You can't shoot them because they're not being violent. See, they're smart. They don't bring a gun in your store. Maybe they bring a knife, but they don't show it to you. So you can't shoot them. And you don't want to tackle them and take a chance on getting hurt, hurting your face, breaking your arm, breaking your fist. So you shoot them with Hero 2020 at Hero2020.com. I love it. Great job. I've been telling you that if you couldn't trust the government or the media over the stolen election, and you can't trust the government or the media over COVID and the response to COVID, the masks, the vaccine mandates, the vaccine passports, stuffing the vaccines down your throat, or you lose your job, you lose your livelihood, you lose your life. If you can't be a policeman anymore, you can't be a fireman anymore, you can't be a prison guard anymore, if you believe that that was all fraud, which everyone listening to me does, if you believe that the election was stolen and it's fraud to deny the stolen election, then you got to now believe the same fraud's being committed on behalf of Ukraine against Russia and Putin. Now, I'm very careful. You know, I'm not one of these people who ever defends Putin. I don't like Putin. I assume Putin is evil. He's a dictator. He's a tyrant. He's a former KGB head, which means he murdered people for a living as president. It appears, again, I'll say allegedly, he's murdered lots of people who are against his regime. They just happen to, even in the middle of a foreign country far away from Russia, they get poisoned and their life is ruined or they're dead. This guy is evil. So I'm not on Putin's side, but we do not need to be in any war with Russia. We don't need World War III. We don't need $14 billion in aid to Ukraine. It was all a scam and a ripoff. And Zelensky's not a good guy. He's a bad guy with woke ideology. He's a communist, another typical comedian. He's a Hollywood type, except instead of Hollywood, it's the Ukrainian version of Hollywood, whatever the hell that's called. Ukrainiwood. He's from Ukrainiwood. And so, you know, those people, those Hollywood-type people, those actors and actresses, they're all weirdos, they're all strange, they're all frauds, they're all communists. In every country in the world, doesn't matter if you're in Hollywood, or London's version of Hollywood, or Milan's version of Hollywood, or Madrid's version of Hollywood, or Ukraine, this guy's a comedian and an actor, and I'm telling you, he's a big liberal, bleeding heart, woke ideology, scumbag communist. And Soros is supporting him in the country. So you don't want to support him. And I'm telling you, the media is lying about everything going on over there. And here's a headline. Zelensky thanks Mark Zuckerberg of Facebook for helping him win the propaganda war. You know that Facebook lied about the rigged and stolen election. You know that Facebook lied and covered up the Hunter Biden laptop. You know that Facebook lied about COVID again and again and again and called true information and true science misleading and science denial. And now they're covering up for Zelensky, Ukraine, and Soros. So don't believe what you're seeing with your eyes, because there's all kinds of lies going on.
I'm getting vaccinated with Prevnar 20.
So am I, because I'm at risk for pneumococcal pneumonia.
I'm asking about Prevnar 20, because there's a chance pneumococcal pneumonia could put me in the hospital. Age 65 or older, you may be at increased risk for pneumococcal pneumonia. Ask your doctor or pharmacist about getting vaccinated with Prevnar 20, pneumococcal 20-valent conjugate vaccine, a Pfizer vaccine that can help protect against pneumococcal pneumonia in just one dose. Prevnar 20 is approved for adults to help prevent infections from 20 strains of the bacteria that cause pneumococcal pneumonia. Continued approval may depend on a supportive study. Don't get Prevnar 20 if you've had a severe allergic reaction to the vaccine or its ingredients. Adults with weakened immune systems may have a lower response to the vaccine. The most commonly reported side effect was pain at the injection site. For additional common side effects and full prescribing information, please call 1-855-213-2138 or visit Prevnar20.com.
I want to be able to keep my plans.
So I'm asking my doctor about getting vaccinated with Prevnar 20.
War
now.
USA Radio News with John Hunt.
Republican Representative Rand Paul said he will introduce an amendment to eliminate Dr. Anthony Fauci's position as director of the National Institute of Allergy and Infectious Diseases. Paul, one of Fauci's harshest critics during the COVID-19 pandemic, wrote in an opinion column that he will propose dividing the director's powers into three separate institutes, each led by a director who was appointed by the president and confirmed by the Senate for a five-year term. The congressman said his motivation to act resulted not just from many Americans dying from COVID, but also due to people lost to the crushing, overbearing lockdowns and mandates that were based on junk science. Ceasefires and peace talks are not working as Russian President Vladimir Putin's forces continue to pummel Kyiv and other cities across Ukraine as representatives from both countries met for a fourth round of talks since the invasion started 3 weeks ago. This is USA Radio News.
Extend your life with
When your doctor tells you you have bad cholesterol or blockages in the arteries, what do you do? When diet and exercise is not enough, we try medications and hope for the best. For the last two decades, I have been telling people about a natural method to help solve these problems and more. Extendivite can help maintain cardiovascular health and lower blood lipid levels in adults. The seven herbs in Extendivite are known to work together synergistically to get the results we hope for. There are many testimonials on Extendivite's effect on circulatory-related ailments. Get Extendivite today to start your journey back to a healthier life. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or see us on amazon.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP. As slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
Did you get a call or message that mentioned Social Security that made you feel threatened or scared? That is not the Social Security Administration. Social Security will not threaten you, press you for personal information, or demand instant payment. Social Security does not accept payments by gift card, prepaid debit card, internet currency, or by mailing cash. Criminals use these forms of payment because they are hard to trace. Don't fall for it. Hang up, ignore them. Report this criminal activity to oig.ssa.gov.
I need to pay my taxes. What are my payment options?
The IRS has several options for paying your taxes. You can pay with IRS Direct Pay, a debit or credit card, or with an electronic funds withdrawal when you e-file your return. If you can't pay the full amount, consider paying over time with an online payment agreement or our Offer in Compromise program. Both tools are available on IRS.gov. Go to IRS.gov/payment to find an option that is best suited for you.
Welcome back to the show. Way Down the Root, Raw and Unfiltered on USA Radio. The Root's on fire. This world's on fire. We have a great guest coming up in a moment to tell you about it. His thoughts on what's happening in Ukraine and what's happening around the world. But before we get to our guest, I want to mention the sponsor of the show, Energized Health. John and Chelsea Jubilee are the founders and owners of Energized Health, regular guests on my show, sharing their breakthrough science of intercellular hydration. Matter of fact, John gave me some exciting news today, and I don't have it in front of me, so I don't want to misquote, but they've now got a patent pending. They're the only company in the world that has a patent pending on intercellular hydration. Pretty cool, pretty credible, pretty impressive, amazing stuff. I get more fan mail about them than any other advertiser I've ever had. As a matter of fact, I've never gotten fan mail about an advertiser, but I constantly get letters every week saying, these people have changed my life. Thank you, Wayne Alaroot. You changed my life because you introduced us to Energized Health. So thank you, John and Chelsea, for making me look good. John and Chelsea are transforming the lives of my fans. They report losing huge amounts of fat. Their waist is just shrinking. They throw out their prescription drugs. They gain energy they haven't had in years, maybe decades. And they're enjoying the best health of their lives. Right now, Energized Health is offering my fans the Wayne Alaroot 40% off decisive action discount. They call it that because you got to take action and call them to get the discount. 40% off. Call 888-444-8895. 888-444-8895. Toll free. EnergizedHealth.com. All right. We've got our guest, Scott Powell, who is an entrepreneur and a fellow at Stanford's Hoover Institution, senior fellow at the Discovery Institute, author of the new book, Rediscovering America. Scott Powell, welcome to the Wayne Alaroot Show. How are you?
Well, I am excellent, and great to be with your audience.
Yes, I see in the definition of who you are, I see entrepreneur. Well, just my own edification, tell me what you do as an entrepreneur, because I'm an entrepreneur. I'm just wondering what your background is.
Well, I've created several companies, both in the consulting space, HR consulting, and product development some years ago now. And I've really sort of turned back to the world of thinking and public policy because of my concern about the country.
Got it. So now you're at Stanford's Hoover Institution, which I love. I always have loved. I wish they.
Well, actually, I'm at the Discovery Institute up in, and they're located in Seattle. I work out of Florida. And I visit there a couple of times a year.
Oh, it says senior fellow at Discovery Institute, but it also says fellow at Stanford's Hoover Institution. Is that
I'm a former fellow.
Got it.
Fellow.
Okay.
Hoover. Yep.
All right. You're not a fellow. You're a former fellow. That's kind of funny.
Former fellow, right.
That sounds like Trans America. I'm not a fellow. I'm not a guy. I'm a former guy. I'm just kidding with you, Scott. Your book, Rediscovering America, we all know you're a conservative, so we know that you have no problems with your masculinity. We're all on the right side of history on that one. Your book, Rediscovering America, provides backstories of America's success in surmounting very big, if not impossible, challenges. Tell me what you learned from the history of America.
Well, what I did, let me tell your audience how this book is different than most histories. Most histories are linear. They tend to be long and boring, and it's a who, what, when, and where, with no particular emphasis always on what's important. What I chose to do was focus on the key transitional events and periods in our country, and they happen to be associated with holidays. Make no mistake, the holidays have meaning behind them. So I focused on all the holidays and I wrote about the backstories of particularly the leaders and how they were successful and how they built America, really. So I have identified about 9 qualities of character. And, each of these leaders exhibited a good number of these qualities. Our hope today, facing insurmountable challenges that we do have, is really to recognize that these qualities of character can help get us through this. And perhaps the most important one is reliance and faith on God. You know, when we're faced with great difficulties, God is there and He can help us. He can give us wisdom and guidance and give us the inner power to overcome and to persist and to have courage in the face of tremendous odds of difficulty.
Yeah, and you know, I wrote a book called The Joy of Failure a long time ago, 1996. How long was that? 96 to 2006, 2016. So almost 30 years ago now, I wrote my very first book. I've written 15 of them. And The Joy of Failure was my first one. And it kind of is the history of America like yours is, because you say God, and I'm a big God guy. But it's just overcoming failure. You got to believe in God and believe in yourself to overcome failure. But that is the history of America. When things look impossible, we make them possible. And that resilience and that relentlessness describes one of the people I'm a big fan of, Donald Trump. You know, he's failed a million times. When things look their worst, this guy always makes amazing comebacks. And so that's why I'm a big fan. I think he'll probably be back in 2024 as President of the United States. When you just when you think he's done, stick a fork in him, the guy comes back. That resilience defines America. We're all up and we're all down, and then we're up again and we're down again, and that's, as long as you get back up, it's all okay. That's kind of along the lines of what you found with great Americans, right?
Yes, and of course, every period is different. You know, wartime leaders are different than peacetime leaders, and I view Donald Trump really as a wartime leader, because we are in a war. We're in a battle for this country, a ideological and spiritual battle for our country. And the enemy is determined to take us down. The Great Reset is really not a reset. The Great Reset is the great takedown of America.
Right. And let me ask you something. Now, I am not a Putin apologizer. I'm not a Putin defender. I'm not a Putin supporter. I don't like Putin. I go out of my way to say that, because you can figure out I'm about to say that I don't support Ukraine and I don't think we should be in this thing. I don't want World War III. I don't support Zelensky. Soros supports Zelensky in Ukraine. So I know it's the wrong side to be on. I think we've all been conned. I think they're trying to stir up World War III, and I think that this whole $14 billion in aid to Ukraine is a farce and a scam, and I'm just wondering what you think about it all.
I tend to agree. I think there's a, you know, in the fog of war, truth is the first casualty, and so it's hard to know. But when you look at the basics, when you recognize, first of all, that you know, that COVID just sort of died, right? That's no longer the issue, and the failures of the Biden administration, which is really backed by the deep state, are so great, so egregious, and so obvious that it's natural that they would want to change the narrative by a major, you know, helping to push another event that preoccupies the media. And certainly that's been accomplished. It's a historic fact that many countries go to war when they have domestic problems at home.
Right, and that's what this is. This is, in my opinion, wag the dog, right?
Yes.
So if you study history, I think you'll find that I and many other conservatives like me, and I assume you, were right about COVID. It's real. It's a flu pandemic. It's serious. You should get nervous about it. You should take, you know, be careful and take precautions. But in general, it was all handled wrong by government. We were fed a pack of lies. We never needed to worry about all the things they made us worry about. I like to compare it, as I did in the last segment, Scott Powell, to driving on the highway. We all know that, you know, thousands of people, tens of thousands, die every year in highway accidents. But I'd rather take that chance and get in a car and go where I got to go than drive 5 miles per hour and sit in traffic and never get anywhere. But I wouldn't take any risk anymore. I'd rather take the risk. That's how I saw COVID. You can't live your life worried about the flu. You have to get on with your life. I assume that's something you agree when you look back in the last 2 years.
Yes, I mean, risk-taking is a part of progress. Without risk-takers, we would have no progress.
Wouldn't have America.
And that's really part of the American story, is that, you know, we have gone from really an impoverished beginning to a world superpower in record time, and it's all of that has been facilitated by people. It's not been government that has driven our economic success. It's been people who come up with new ideas, new innovative approaches to solving problems. And the accumulation of knowledge, and ultimately, as knowledge gets accumulated, wealth comes with it. So we became a wealthy nation by applying what we learned over time And here we are, and government wants to take it all apart.
I assume you agree that this war is not just a distraction for everything Biden has done to America and all the disasters and all the failures, but really it's all about energy. In other words, Biden's trying to take down our ability to, you know, to use gas and fossil fuel. This war gives him a perfect excuse to blame it all on Russia and say the $10 gas is Russia's fault, but it plays into his narrative of the Great Reset. He wants us all in electric cars and using green energy.
I think that that's a plausible I think that was part and parcel of the agenda. You know, our enemies are very clever, and they will take circumstances and extract every political advantage they can get out of them.
Right. Never let a crisis go to waste.
Right.
That was a famous saying. Never let a crisis go to waste. I'm not a conspiracy theorist. I don't think they invented the war. I think Putin's certainly really attacking Ukraine. I don't think the Democrats invented COVID. But once they saw them there, they tried to think, how could we get a political advantage? And they used COVID to defeat Trump. And they're certainly using Ukraine now to kill the energy industry. So, hey, Scott, we got to run. Always great to have you on. Scott Powell, former fellow at the Stanford Hoover's Institution, senior fellow now at the Discovery Institute up in Seattle, author of the new book, Rediscovering America. You can find it at rediscoveringamerica.net. Rediscoveringamerica.net. Scott Powell. Thank you, Scott. God bless you. Hi, it's Wade Allyn-Root, and I want to tell you a real story. A husband and wife were driving home from dinner. While stopped at a light, they were suddenly surrounded by an angry mob, and the mob forced open the driver's side door, attempting to drag the husband from the car. But he reached for his Hero 2020 non-lethal weapon. He shot his attacker twice in the chest, unleashing a powerful chemical pepper irritant, forcing the attackers to back off, and the couple escaped safely. No bullets were fired, no lives were lost. I know how training and preparedness makes the difference. I've seen and reviewed many guns and self-defense products, and the Hero 2020 is one of the easiest to use, carry, and conceal. Plus, it saves lives. Hero 2020 is a high-powered, award-winning, non-lethal defender. That's why I have one in each of my cars and in multiple rooms of my home and office. To order your own Hero 2020, visit Hero2020.com. Use coupon code WAR for a special discount. Hero2020.com. That's Hero2020.com. State law restrictions may apply.
Hi, this is Jay Schrader, the Super Bowl 22 champion and former Raiders quarterback, here to talk to you about the Sunshine Vitamin. Thanks to the pandemic, most people are starting to understand the importance of a healthy level of vitamin D in the prevention of illness. Sons of Liberty D3 is so unique that its delivery system is patent pending. This liquid vitamin you spray directly into your mouth delivers 15,000 IU. The light citrus flavor has no lasting aftertaste despite how good it tastes. No pills to swallow. It's truly a great product. I have been using this product for several months and absolutely love it. I, of course, have shared this product with my great friend, Wayne Allyn-Root. His listeners will receive a 15% discount on all orders using coupon code WAR15 at checkout. And they offer a 100% guarantee on all products if, for whatever reason, you are not satisfied. Keep safe and healthy in these crazy times with Sons of Liberty D3 Spray. You can find it at GoSonsOfLiberty.com. And please remember, you're 15% off with code WAR15.
Hi, this is Wayne Allyn-Root from my great friends John and Chelsea Jubilee of Energized Health. They're regular guests on my show, sharing their breakthrough science of intercellular hydration. Recently, they were guests at my wedding. Everyone kept saying, wow, you look so much younger, healthier, thinner, Wayne. You look younger at age 60 than 50. What did you do? And I pointed them to John and Chelsea and said, they did it. Go talk to them. Energized Health changed my life. And the proof isn't just in how I look. I lost 25 pounds of fat, including the dangerous visceral fat. And I've kept the fat off for over a year. And I'll be on this program for life because it's sustainable. Don't just take my word for it. I've received more fan mail about Energized Health than any other advertiser in history. John and Chelsea Jubilee are transforming lives. Right now, Energized Health is offering my fans the WAR 40% off decisive action discount. 40% off. Go to energizedhealth.com or call toll-free 888-444-8895. Toll-free 888-444-8895 or energizedhealth.com.
Raw and unfiltered.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamgaday.com, and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your longevity business. Teamgaday.com. Teamgaday.com.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now. For prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go, and pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
All right, Wayne Allyn-Root, I've got one hell of a jump shot. When are the Chicago Bulls going to call? Come on. Aren't they looking for 60-year-old slow Jewish white guys? Why wouldn't they? Come on. It's racism, clearly. Where are the Jews in the NBA? It is clearly racism. How come no one laughs when people talk about, oh, there aren't enough black head coaches? That's a serious problem. But not enough Jews in the NBA is not a serious problem? Not enough Asians playing ice hockey? I like that. Chris O'Sullivan says NBA stands for no bar mitzvahs allowed. Has there ever been a Jewish player? No, there's been Jewish players in the NBA, a few here or there in history. But I doubt any recently. I doubt any recently. You know, they were around, like in 1950, when there were occasionally 5'8" NBA players, there were probably a couple Jews. But there hasn't been any since the average guy is 6'8". There haven't been many Jews in the NBA, no. Why not? I guess it's based on performance, I guess. So maybe you should say, if there aren't black coaches, they didn't perform well enough. Maybe you should say, if there aren't Hispanic coaches, they didn't perform well enough. Maybe there aren't any Jewish coaches, because they didn't perform well enough. Maybe there aren't any Asian coaches, because they didn't perform well enough. I just want the best product on the field. The best coach, the best quarterback, the best linebacker, the best everything. And unfortunately, there's people in this country that just want a person to be picked based on the color of their skin. And I find that disgusting, and I find it racist. Reverse racism, whatever word you want to use, it's racist. To say someone should be named as a coach because they're black is completely racist. How about proving they're better than the white guy? How about proving that if they're a Jew, they're better than the guy who's in there now, who's a white Protestant coach? How about if they're Asian, proving they're better than the guy who's in there now? If you're good, I want you. If you're not, I don't. And if you're good, I don't care what the color of your skin is. And if you're not good, I don't care what the color of your skin is. I still want to fire you or not hire you. Speaking of good, Joe Manchin, you know, he just, I don't know. Look, I want him to be a Republican so badly, and he won't do it, which tells me he really is a lifelong Democrat, just won't change his stripes. And for that, I'm sad, and for that, I'm angry, and for that, I guess I can't forgive him, but at the same time, I thank him for saving America numerous times in the last year. But he's far from perfect. If he was a Republican, he'd be a rhino Republican like, you know, Collins and Murkowski. You know, he's kind of a Republican that votes with you like 30 to 40% of the time. But on the really big issues, he has saved America. And Joe Manchin of West Virginia just joined the Republicans and tanks Biden's nominee for the top bank regulator at the Fed. comes out against Sarah Bloom Raskin's nomination as the Fed's vice chairman of supervision. The GOP had already blocked Raskin's nomination from moving out of committee. Without Manchin, Democrats had little chance of confirming Raskin to the central bank. She was Joe Biden's choice for the top banking regulator at the Fed. I want to see why they didn't like her. I assume she's a commie scum. That's why. She needs support from at least 50 senators to be confirmed to the position. And with Manchin's decision, she doesn't get 50. And Manchin said Monday the Fed needs experts focused on soaring inflation and energy costs, and Raskin's prior statements failed to satisfy my concerns. The senator cited his worries about financing all of the above energy policy to meet the country's energy needs, adding it's imperative the Fed ranks avoid any hint of partisanship. I assume this gal was very anti-fossil fuel, anti-coal, anti-oil, anti-drilling, anti-pipeline, and only wanted green energy, and of course we cannot afford that in our country. Manchin and the GOP share the same concerns, it says here, with Biden's pick. Raskin's prior comments on climate policy have caught flack from conservative lawmakers, many opposing her claims that climate change is an existential risk to financial stability. Wow. How ridiculous. How ridiculous. I'm glad to hear that she is gone, and I agree 100%. Anybody who thinks climate change is the worst problem in America is an effing moron. Simple as that. New polling is out confirming Democrats' left-leaning policies are completely out of touch. You know, I keep saying, assuming the election isn't rigged and we get a few voter ID in a few key states, battleground states, that rigged the election against Trump, assuming a few things are changed by then, by November, I think it's going to be the biggest slaughter in the history of politics. It's going to be like 80, 90, 100 seats. I mean, if the election is not rigged, but I'm assuming it is kind of rigged. So it'll probably be a pedestrian 60 to 70 seat landslide for Republicans. But here's what has come out. This is Democrat polling. The Democrat Party polling. Findings of a survey by Schoen-Cooperman Research. Shows the electorate is increasingly pessimistic about the direction in which President Biden and the Democrats are steering the country, and the party's priorities do not align with the average voter. Majority of voters explicitly say they want Biden and Democrats to move closer to the center and embrace more moderate policies versus 18% who want them to embrace more liberal policies, 13% who say stay where you are, 56% of independents and 54% of all voters want Democrats to move towards the center. Most voters, 61%, agree Biden and Democrats are out of touch with hard-working Americans. Biden's net approval rating underwater, 4% drop since the December poll. A plurality of voters say Biden has done worse as president than they expected, only 19% better. 43% say worse, 19% say better. Who is that 19%? Were they polling again in old age homes and mental institutions? That must be what it is. Biden's approval rating on handling the nation's economic recovery is 21 points underwater. 59% disapprove, 38% approve. Wow. In addition to harboring negative views about the economy, two-thirds of voters, 68%, blame Biden's policies for inflation. We'll be right back. Wayne Allyn Root. Democrats headed for a midterm slaughter.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
One.